We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps. Cold and lonely, they whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag rotated the earth. A cat's eye among eggs, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Some 14 billion years ago, the entire observable universe, all that we can see using the most powerful telescopes imaginable, was compressed into a stupendously hot, incredibly dense nugget, which then rapidly expanded.
I'm Nahla Ayed, and this is Ideas.
Cooling as it swelled, particles gradually slowed their frenzied motion and aggregated into clumps, which over time formed stars, planets, all manner of gaseous and rocky debris scattered across space, and us. In two sentences, that's the story.
That story is a magisterial sweep. It's about the beginning and the end of the entire universe, as well as everything within it. Matter, time, even consciousness. And the storyteller is mathematician and physicist Brian Green.
I do mathematics because once you prove a theorem, it stands forever. You can sit comfortably at a desk and use paper, pencil, and a penetrating mind to create something timeless. That is the romance of mathematics.
You talk about something you call the romance of mathematics. Romance.
Well, yeah.
Not a word that we'd normally associate with mathematics.
Many mathematicians would disagree with you.
I'm sure.
They are a very romantic lot.
Parched by thirst, brave the desert waste in search of precious drinks, and then, sustained, must solve the ancient riddle of the Sphinx.
Sphinx? I'm in love with the Sphinx!
I always think love is not really something we see, but we feel.
Right.
So that, I mean, is there scientific proof for love?
Well, you know, I don't want to burst your bubble about this, but in a certain sense, we can break a lot of these things down into chemical reactions. So although people don't like to hear it, sometimes you say, I am in love with this person. And what you really mean is that there's something about the way that they smell that does something to my neurons, and that fires in a certain way. And then it the way I do something fires in a certain way in their neurons. We can break this up into very, very small scientific.
Okay, that's the little boy, Carl, who made cardboard cutouts in his basement on to teach himself about atoms, right?
Right.
So right. But you've been married a few times.
Three times.
And so you must believe in love, but you think your love is based on just sort of a reaction, chemical reaction.
Well, I think that's part of it. Part of it is that we like certain things, and when we find someone who exemplifies those things, we want to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
So is that supernatural? Is that something beyond what can be explained? I don't know.
At the heart of that romance is a sense of wonder, puzzlement, and astonishment.
Hello, Donald.
That's me. Where am I?
Mathemagic Land.
Mathemagic Land? Never heard of it.
It's the land of great adventure.
Now, who are you?
I'm a spirit. The true spirit of adventure.
That's for me. What's next?
A journey through the wonderland of mathematics.
Mathematics? That's for eggheads.
Eggheads? Now, hold on, Donald. You like music, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, without eggheads, there would be no music. Come on. Let's go to ancient Greece. To the time of Pythagoras, the master egghead of them all.
Pythagoras?
The father of mathematics and music.
Mathematics and music?
Ah, you'll find mathematics in the darndest places. Watch. First, we'll need a string. Stretch it good and tight. Plunk it. Now divide in half. Plunk again. You see? It's the same tone, one octave higher. Now divide the next section. And the next. Pythagoras discovered the octave had a ratio of 2 to 1. With simple fractions, he got this. And from this harmony in numbers developed the musical scale of today.
By God, you do find mathematics in the darndest places.
You can imagine how excited Pythagoras was when he shared his findings with his pals, a fraternity of eggheads known as the Pythagoreans. They used to meet in secret to discuss their mathematical discoveries. Only members were allowed to attend. They had a secret emblem, the pentagram. Let's see what the topic is for today. The Pythagoreans, with their mathematical formula, came the basis of our music of today.
Hello, Project Woo Woo people. I have really the first philosopher ever to have existed. I sound like I'm drunk. I'm not. The first philosopher that has ever existed, I have Pythagoras on. You know, the theorem guy, you learn about him, but he in math and algebra and geometry. But the truth is, he was really quite spiritual. He was really kind of like almost like a combo, like Tony Robbins, Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson combo way back in ancient Greece and then Italy. And so he's on today. And we really talk about, like, what are the shortcuts to a better life? How is that? How do we do that? How do we learn to be one? Why is all of this existing? And he was so ahead of his time. And he's quite charming.
As two postmen times three animal control officers divided by two gas meter readers makes how many bendable integrated community workers? Decode your answer now. Did you remember to carry the bomb? Good. The answer...
I do not. I've always been very skeptical about religion and these sort of things.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people have asked you if you're an atheist and you always say no.
Right. And the reason for that is I believe in something, but I do not want to tell you that what I believe in is what people usually believe in. So, for example, a lot of people think that if you're talking about God, that God is some kindly old man with a big beard. And it's easy to pray to some kindly old man with a big beard.
Yeah, right. That idea of God. I'm with you there, Carl, because God, but God is more of a light and energy. Is that where we're going?
No, I was going more light and energy is
like
good.
I'm guessing what Carl Sagan's going to say. What?
But I was thinking more, the way the universe is structured has a beauty and, if you want to use that word, a divinity to it. Now, it's harder to want to pray to that. You don't see people sitting around saying prayers to the Pythagorean theorem or to,
right,
you know, the endless digits of pi. But those are beautiful in and of themselves.
So bye bye, Miss American.
3.141592653589793. In distant Dung Dong province, flowering entrepreneur Chin Fat was thrown into the deepest solitary confinement well for harboring bicameral thoughts. He figured he bought the farm. So he did, because he remembered to dial all the numbers you need to know. 1-234-5678 plus 90.
See Dot Fat, 30,000 short, Duck Dong Future Farm Futures, and that's confirmed.
And that was the call that bought the farm, that floated the loan, that skinned the cat, that fed the village, that built the dam, that drained the well, that lifted the life of Chin Fat.
Hello, Charles Fat, Worldwide Dung Dong, Ducklink, and Denson.
Global success is in your finger when you dial 1-234-7856 plus 90.
Wow, I can't think of any other numbers.
Buy the numbers. Only 10 cents a mile from anywhere, no matter what they're calling you.
The profusion of mathematical forms brings to mind the words of Pythagoras. Everything is arranged according to number and mathematical shape. Yes, there is mathematics in music, in art, in just about everything. And as the Greeks had guessed, the rules are always the same.
So this is interesting. I had heard that in your academy, that if you're not the math studying people and you're the other people, that they don't get to see you. There's a curtain, like the Wizard of Oz, that you are behind a curtain.
If you look at bowling pins, the bowling pin, the structure of the bowling pins comes from a teaching tool of mine, where you have the one and the two and then three and then four and then five. And the principle at the top, we're searching for truth and beauty. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. And from that, you build out to the other truths and realities of the world. So if you're all hung up on numbers to the exclusion of other things, where's the balance?
Right, because numbers actually help you deal with nature, right? Yes. Everything is numbers. When I did mushrooms recently, I saw numbers. I thought that was so interesting. I kept seeing numbers in my mind.
Very good. I'm surprised you didn't see the harmonics. You know, the reason that the moon circles around the earth is because it gives off a tone, a certain tone, and that the sun gives off a tone, and they are in harmonic balance. When you tune your lute, you know, you hear the different, the triads, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if we look at the structure of the universe, we can see how these tones keep the whole universe in balance. We're in harmony, if you will, harmony with life and the rhythms of life.
The history of the American Indian is something I got involved with during the 60s, first doing a radio show of my own and then doing a show with Phil and Peter from The Fireside. We went out to the Hopi Reservation in northern Arizona one very cold winter day. As a matter of fact, it was for the winter solstice celebration, which is called the Soyal celebration. Snowy night, many, many miles from anywhere, on three mesas overlooking a vast falling away of desert. You can see 75, 80 miles in the distance in every direction. The oldest constantly inhabited site in the United States, they say, is Old Oriabi, the village of Old Oriabi on one of these three mesas. Been there, they can, I hear, find trash of human civilization on the surface of the ground just about, that goes back a couple of thousand years. So they've been there for a long time, the Hopi have. watching it come and go, watching it come and go. As I sat in my Volkswagen bus, we all had Volkswagen buses and old clothes in those days. I sat in my Volkswagen bus that night, just at the time when the Kachinas came up out of the bowels of the earth to distribute the little feathers, which were the tokens of the new season coming along. Just at that time, and a mile or two away from the village, lying in the bus, I heard the music of the spheres, a great chime as if the whole dome of heaven had been struck. Can't explain it. Certainly weren't any PA systems out there. One of the most remarkable noises I've ever heard, sounds I've ever heard.
I teach senior yoga, and we ohmed this morning, and I like to do an ohm with everybody because it feels good, especially if we get in those harmonics. And I one time went to Esalen and took a class in harmonics. So I understand, like, there is something that feels really good when you're in, like, seventh grade choir and suddenly everybody harmonizes at the same time.
Yes, and if someone's note is just a little off, it throws the harmony off. It throws the balance, and it could throw the others off. And you want to get back. You want to keep your rhythm, your harmony, your melody. Keep it locked in tune. Yes.
I find it fascinating that you also were one of the first people to say the world is round.
I tell you, the world is flat, and that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round and it's gonna be found when all the results are in. It's a round world now and it's always been.
Flat, flat world. It's a flat, flat world. I insist it's flat as a welcoming mat and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip. Would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
square, square king. You're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life. When the ship pulls in at Miami,
yo ho ho, and a Dramamine, we are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
Got a hard tack fun, brother. Who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one navy bean. No wonder I'm turning 3 shades of green. How could I go?
Now that's a lonely,
crazy kind of scheme. Get a cockamamie dream.
What the climb aboard this ship?
We're gonna scream.
If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
yo, ho, ho, to the wind and rain. There's a tide coming up, but where's John Wayne?
To be or not to be? That is a question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer this length and arrow. Who wrote this shit?
I feel like a redwood having the weight. How much of the ocean bit do you think I can take?
Command in the name of.
Claim that land in the name of.
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella.
New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream. It's a round, round world.
Yes.
What made you think that?
My students and I, we were studying the moon and the sun, and if you look at the moon, it's round, and we were starting to think, well, it goes around the earth. Is it only round on this point of view? And then my students and I, now, we, unlike our Greek friends, we like to base our society on the triangle.
Come place the orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone.
Yeah, there's the theorem. That they call it the Pythagoras theorem.
Oh, the theorem.
The theorem.
Know, that's just a tiny part. And I'm almost embarrassed by the theorem.
You know,
it is so little. It's such a little part of what you did in the world.
Alpha squared plus beta squared equals kappa squared.
Yeah, I watched a little YouTube video that explained it to me again.
Right. When you use square tiles, you know, three on this side and four on that side, and you see this, and then you go put five here, and you go, oh, yeah. Well, if you take a triangle and you add more triangles to it, you can make a shape, a 20-sided shape that begins to look like a circle. And it was when we were studying our shapes.
Oh, I think I get this now, because I was just going to say to you, so what, so what? But now I get it.
It has the 20 faces and the harmony of the earth and the moon and the sun. It makes perfect sense. That, and one of my students said, you know, when the ships go out to go fishing, they seem to tilt in the distance. You know, the mast of the ship seems to tilt. So we caused quite a stir.
Yeah.
We said that the earth is not flat.
I mean, you also created quite a stir when you decided that the number 10 was a spiritual number.
Yes. Well, like I said,
yeah.
If you take the number 10 and you arrange it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
In the beginning, there was no beginning. They made up beginnings later to prove to themselves that it was later. If every later had been a now, there would have been no excuse. Let me say right now that they have lied to us. They have led us to believe that we are children only of time, that our stay, our dwelling time on this, our world, has been infinitesimal. See, they say, how much further we may go.
They say that we rose from and above the animals.
They lie. Animals are former friends to whom we no longer speak.
We chose not to speak when the ram carried the high looping message which crackled with divine fire between his horns in the airless mystery of manifestation, and upon touching the pentacle grounded that fire, leaving the message split, perceivable, transferable.
Show me the myth, the legend, the superstition of any of the old people, which says, one day an ape stood up and said he was a man.
They have lied to us. They have told us not to listen to the old people, the old memories.
The word myth, judgment, a story to explain the sun. It is not true. The word legend.
Judgment, an unauthenticated story handed down by tradition.
It is not true.
So there we were, all of us, and somebody said, hey, a bull has two horns. This vegetative, flowering, seasonal bull that we are and we live in and is standing right over there has two horns. Now the brothers, the North-South brothers who pummeled the divine message through the pentacle, theirs was not division. It was only two. As the ram and the bull had only carried the hint of two, the signal, as it were. And two, let's face it, is not a bad idea. The North-South war gods, crackling their fire, dancing through the earth, made two, connected, point to point and back again, and then white brother split to the east, and that made three. Man, his white brother in the east, and the promise between them, the promise that appeared and vanished like a holy ghost, that made three. And then one day, white brother forgot and became white man, and that made four. And that's where the trouble started. That remembrance. That holy remembrance. That recognition, that smile, that, hello, it's you again, is it? That never happened. That hasn't happened yet, now, could happen, any time now, 1 second from now, past and always here. The effort, the tiny effort, look at him and say, hello, it's you again, is it? Again, again, say hello again and we can stop messing around and get on with it. It hasn't happened yet. White man, red brother, the promise remembered and the promise forgotten, that made four. Welcome, crab. Goodbye, four-legged.
Here we come, oh, here we come, a-marching toward the west.
Wop, bam, loom, wop, wop, bam, boom.
Here we come, oh, here we come, where the folks God loves the best.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
you get the structures of our, I guess you would call it, tenets. And, you know, you want to meditate on these. You want to structure it. So, you know, I'm sorry that the one thing I didn't do was to write down.
Yeah, you didn't take any notes at all. So there's really no history of all of these thoughts. Mm-hmm. You also believed that we come back again.
Reincarnation.
Yeah.
The soul never dies. It's as if it's its energy and it has a harmonic vibration. All our vibrations are different and we can return in a different form, perhaps, or as a person. So you might want to be nice to somebody that you don't know. And you go, well, maybe this is someone come back.
Was that controversial at the time?
Very much.
Hey, wait, reincarnation's bad for digestion. I feel that sweet and sour chicken being reborn in my stomach. Hear it squawking?
I know, Wong. That bug I just stepped on was my grandma. Sorry, Granny.
Sorry, Soybean. You were a good grandpa, but a man's gotta eat.
So you say you don't ever settle. Keep searching and looking and finding.
Yes.
And questioning. That's our job.
Each of us is on a journey of truth. Each of us will find it in our own way. A philosopher can help show you some shortcuts if you want to take them.
Okay, so give me some shortcuts. I want some, give me some shortcuts, Pythagoras.
All right, I really shouldn't be teaching outside my school.
Come on.
But let us say that there's something you don't like. We all don't like things. Someone might say, oh, I don't like all these homeless people littering my street, making things uncomfortable and unsightly. And then you think about how perfect your street would be if it was all neat and tidy and beautiful and clean. And then you think how hard it would be to work to make it tidy and neat and clean. And then you look at those people and you say to yourself, wait a minute, how did they get here?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait a big minute.
What if I was on their journey and my circumstances caused me to be on the street? How would I like someone to treat me? And there we begin to see the balance.
It is balance. There's a homeless man who mm-hmm. sleeps. I hate saying that word, but he mm-hmm. sleeps on a bench across the street from my house, mm-hmm. which is directly across from my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself when I go to sleep at night, he's falling asleep on the bench directly across from in the elements. And there's a piece of me that's like, the opposites of that just... This is what you're talking about, though, right?
Yes.
But I can imagine being him, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there he is. He's turned the city into his apartment, and the sidewalk is his bed. Maybe he's working on a new philosophy.
Maybe he has a philosophy that we need to talk to him about.
Mm-hmm.
Newspaper. Gee, it's the National Tattler. I just won't wake this guy up. Oh, excuse me there, buddy. I just wanted to borrow your paper. Look, it's almost dawn anyway. You don't need this anymore. Can't get another drink tonight anyway. Listen to this. Well, my God, these Beverly Holly Hills Wood people, they have no relation to real life, you know what I mean? I mean, they don't feel the pain you feel, buddy. Hey, wake up. You know what I mean? The real pain of human existence. Now, here's a typical example. Look here. Here's some poof. This guy, now this guy is a teen star. Finds girl in arms of other man. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. What does it have to do with anything? Fading teen idol da-itty. Da-itty. Oh, there's a hole torn out of the middle there. We'll never know this guy's name. He is reported missing. The poor guy is bankrupt. He's broken heart. Well, this is the bitter end, you know? Well, hey, wake up. What do you care anyway, you know? You're just a bum like me on a park bench. Hey. That face, those teeth, those eyes. You're him. Hey, you're him. You're this guy Da Itty, aren't you? Look, your clothes are a little grimier. There's grease all over those rhinestones, but you're the same guy, aren't you? Come on. Hey, you want a drink or anything? Hell, you got a bottle. Hey, come here. Give me a sweet. Come on. Oh. Mm. Wait a minute. This is 79-cent wine. I thought it'd be $15 at least. Are you sure you're him?
Yeah.
Are you really him?
Yeah, I'm him.
Well, listen, pal, want to take a walk over to the emergency hospital? You don't look like you're in too good shape.
Man, you got no idea. Say, look, could I trouble you for a quarter so I can get a bus ticket out of here?
Council Plevence, salute my boots, with equips and authority by former member of the former House of Representatives, the once honorable Bosco Hearn.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. This is Bosco Hearn with a few pointers on money. Are you being charged $18,000 a day for a house without a toilet? Does it cost you $1.5 million a year for pencils? Well, you're not alone. I'm with you. Too loose change is the problem. No change in your pocket because values have changed. You shouldn't be surprised. The ancient geeks ate their servants. We throw away light bulbs. In fact, practically speaking, you're not paying any more. You're getting less. Don't you remember? What was 5 is 2. What was 2 is 1. What was 1 is nothing. Now I'm going to repeat that again for those of you on drugs. What was 5?
We can see you! Snot!
There's some snot on my
forehead! I register intercepted. Screen cleared.
You have just been participating in a sample test of your area alert system. It works. This is not a real test. Your concern at this point is enough.
And 1 is nothing. Okay. This is Bosco Hearn. Happy to be working again for you.